You know, I don't even know where to begin with this outright stupidity. It's been a little while since we've talked about the unlovable loser Caron Phillips, also known as Karen from Deadspin. Not because he hasn't published anything worth destroying him over. I just got tired of doing it. But I couldn't let this one go. I just could not let this one go. Deadspin is completely irrelevant now, but believe it or not, the site used to be impactful. I remember when I was in college, a lot of us got our sports news from Deadspin instead of ESPN. They were kind of the counterculture in sports media. The entire purpose of the site was to be the opposite of ESPN. ESPN was squeaky, clean, corporate media. Deadspin was grimy. It was in your face. They were covering stories that ESPN wouldn't touch. ESPN was worried about offending corporate sponsors. Deadspin was saying, fuck corporate sponsors. And the strategy worked. It wasn't that long ago. Deadspin was bringing in over 20 million readers a month. From October 2019 to April of 2020, the site lost 18 million readers. Now, they've settled around the 2 million mark, which was exactly where they were last month. Take a look at their global ranking. Look at the sites they're coupled with. XBXX Porn, a porn site exclusive to parishioners at Woke United Methodist, where they can gather around their computer screens and watch the cucumber fuck the eggplant. October of 2019. Management at Deadspin, they noticed that their writers were becoming too political. They issued a directive similar to the one Jimmy Pitaro issued at ESPN. Stick to sports, leave your personal ideology out of it. Karen, our readers don't care that you can insert the entire cucumber. They don't want graphic detail of your night in the WNBA dump with Bikini Bob. They want sports-related content. They don't want to hear about your love of tall salad. When management issued this directive, nearly entire staff at Deadspin quit. Almost all of them quit. They walked out. On a site dedicated to covering sports, the shitfucks refused to cover sports. They would rather tell their readers about mythical racism, which is exactly what we're going to talk about today. But you saw the result. A multi-million dollar media company with a massive advertising budget only has twice the audience of the channel that you're watching right now. I spend $0 on advertising and promotion. None. The growth of this channel comes from word of mouth. God only knows how much money Deadspin spends every month advertising to only have twice the audience with an average view duration 2 minutes less than mine. Now, in case you're unfamiliar with Caron Phillips, he's basically the male version of Jemele Hill. Well, at least I think he identifies as male. I do know that he uses shit fuck pronouns, but with him pulling double duty working midnight drag shows as Karen, it is entirely possible that Caron Phillips is a male birthing person, meaning he has the ability to get pregnant and give birth to a mop handle. The other day, we talked about the cover-up going on in Oklahoma. Kel Gundy reading the kid's iPad, accidentally reading what they call a racially charged word, and the program firing him while pretending that he voluntarily resigned. Now, that's how normal people look at this story. Caron Phillips ain't a normal person. Matter of fact, it's unclear if he identifies as a person in general. For all we know, he might identify as an elephant's ass. Going off his work, he has a strong admiration for Jemele Hill. One way to get close to Jemele Hill: identify as an elephant's ass. In order for us to view the Kel Gundy story through the lens of a shitfuck, we gotta put on our trusty woke hat. Now that our trusty woke hat's on, we can analyze the Kel Gundy situation from a woke perspective. According to Caron Phillips, Kel Gundy reading the racially charged word was no accident. No. An evil white man saying the N-word, that's no fucking accident. That is mythical racism. That word is like forbidden fruit to evil white people. Oh, how I love me some forbidden fruit on a Thursday morning. Karen Phillips, who, mind you, has never met Kel Gundy, but he knows, he just knows. Kel Gundy enjoys saying racially charged words in front of large groups of people. Let me make sure I'm understanding this correctly. A veteran coach making six figures gets a woke boner from using racial slurs in front of his players and large groups of people? If that's the case, how come we've never heard about it before? But it gets even better. Oh, the shit sandwich. It starts to taste even better. We are 4-5 days into this story. We still haven't confirmed which player the iPad belonged to. We assume it belonged to a black player, but we don't know until now. Caron Phillips, he did the legwork for us. I'm a journalist, damn it. I have inside sources. I pulled my woke phone out of Bikini Bob's ass and used my contacts to confirm this mythical racism. According to Caron Phillips, the iPad belonged to Drake Stoops, son of legendary Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops. And just in case anyone wasn't aware, Caron Phillips made sure to point out that Drake Stoops is an evil white kid. So how did he confirm this information? Did he reach out to Brent Venables and confirm it with him? Did he contact Kel Gundy and ask which player he took the iPad from? Did he reach out to assistants, the equipment manager, the janitor, the water birthing person? Did he contact anyone associated with the Oklahoma football program? No, 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 and no. Come on, guys! You can't expect a journalist to do actual journalism! Caron Phillips, he didn't receive his education at NYU or Northwestern. He was educated at Woke U. Graduates of Woke U, they are not required to confirm information before presenting it to their dwindling audience. If they can't confirm facts to fit their narrative, they simply make shit up. This right here is Caron Phillips' source. Some random dude on Twitter. Someone not associated with Oklahoma. Hell, he's not even associated with the damn media. To make matters worse, his bio states that the majority of his tweets are satire. In other words, he makes shit up to be funny. Once this guy found out Deadspin was using him as a source, he deleted the tweet, and rightfully so. Now, if any of you out there are aspiring journalists, let me give you a quick lesson. Twitter is not a source. The entire premise of this garbage published by Deadspin is that white people have an unhealthy obsession with the N-word. That word gives white people boners. They are obsessed with using it. They love using it. I have a news flash for Caron Phillips and any of you other race baiters out there. We are not obsessed with that word. The only people that are obsessed with it are the woke shit fucks. I'm around white people every day. Know how many times I hear that word? Zero. The people obsessed with it, they use it to victimize themselves. They use mythical racism as an excuse for why their life is filled with misery and cucumbers. Towards the end of the article, Caron Phillips, he offered a deal to all three of his white readers. I have a deal for you white people. Give me all of your white privilege, and I will grant you the privilege to use that word. Now, let's seal this deal with a woke hug. Caron, I don't want your fingers anywhere near my ass. Okay, baby, let me grab the cucumber. I'm still waiting for someone to explain to me how I have white privilege. No one can ever give me an explanation. Well, KC, when police pull you over, you walk away alive. Yeah. You know why? I don't fucking run from the cops. I just got pulled over last night at like 10 o'clock. Fourth or fifth time I've been pulled over this year. I don't like to drive. I hate driving. So when I do drive, I try to speed everywhere I go just to get out of the car. Sometimes I get pulled over by a black cop. Other times, it's a white cop. Sometimes I get tickets. Most of the time, I don't. Doesn't matter which cop pulls me over. I always leave alive and out of handcuffs. Why? Because I don't treat them like shit. I don't argue about some meaningless speeding ticket. And they let me go my own way. It's not called privilege. It's called common sense. It's called decency. When Deadspin started in 2005, they wanted to be the opposite of ESPN. Today, they're just a more radical version of ESPN. If you judge by the numbers, ESPN does mythical racism and wokeism better than Deadspin. At least ESPN has an audience. A couple of weeks ago, Caron Phillips published an article claiming the NFL treats Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Kyler Murray like second-class citizens. How are two of the highest-paid players in the league second-class citizens? The NFL's trying to make Patrick Mahomes the face of the fucking league. Caron Phillips, he also wrote an article pushing the NFL to expand into Africa. He claims Africa would be a valuable resource to these slave owners. Africa? What the fuck are they going to do? Build a stadium in a rainforest or a jungle? Are they going to sell tickets to the giraffes and hyenas? I don't know if Karen knows this, but it's hot in most parts of Africa all year long. The weather's not exactly conducive to football. Not to mention the fact most of the countries are third world. People in Ethiopia, they're not worried about spending hundreds or thousands of dollars on NFL tickets. They're trying to find food and water. Deadspin is an absolute disgrace. This once respected site, it's been reduced to comedy. This is the same site that claims Sage Steele is the black Candace Owens. A site supposedly dedicated to race is apparently colorblind because they didn't know both women are black. Go Media, which owns Deadspin, Go Media needs to cut their losses and shut this fucking site down. It is absolutely embarrassing at this point. If I wanted to, I could make videos every day disputing the bullshit and propaganda that's published by Deadspin. Now, of course, I would never do that. I don't want to bore you to death, so we will stick to calling out Caron Phillips just a couple of times a year. But let me know what you think. Caron Phillips claims white people are obsessed with using the N-word. This so-called journalist cited Twitter as a reliable source of information. Do you think anything at this point could save Deadspin, or is this site officially dead? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.